This is TC Tolbert, and you are listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus community here on KXCI. Today, I'm talking with Ariel Goldberg.
Hi, TC.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I love the radio.
You do?
So this is like a lifelong dream of mine to sit before one of these fuzzy microphones.
When I met you, it was because I was editing Troubling the Line, Trans and Genderqueer Poetry and Poetics, an anthology. You were living in New York.
I was.
And now we're here in Tucson.
Yes.
How did it happen that we met there, you were living there, and now you're here?
I came out here to work at the Jewish History Museum, which has been an amazing experience to do public programming, community outreach. I've been teaching for many, many years, and this is a sort of break from teaching, but still doing educational work and research-based thinking. And I have a lot of fond memories of Troubling the Line. I think it has a lot to do with my work and how I think of myself as trans as well, because I've always been sort of out in my writing and thinking about multiple identities or gender blurring through language, and that being a really ripe space for that, especially since I moved through the world without having chemically transitioned, so I'm often misgendered. Mm-hmm. And Troubling the Line was such a powerful experience for me to feel sort of, you know, a part of something because my writing said it was, in a way.
Yeah.
So I've never maybe gotten to thank you for that and all the work you did with that anthology.
You're absolutely welcome. Yeah, it was such an experiment in community, really, right? And bringing together and coming together and wanting really to be a part of something myself. You've shared with me that you identify as trans, non-binary, and lesbian. Will you talk to me about how those things come together, how those identities come together, and what do those mean to you to mark yourself with those particular words?
When I started to think through being non-binary and trans, like starting to use they, them pronouns, it happened pretty early on in my mid to late 20s. I'd say like 5 years after I came out as a lesbian, I was starting to like go to a barber and like dress in quote unquote men's clothes. And I think that there was something around actually around Troubling the Line that really like formalized me saying, okay, I'm this, or like telling coworkers at the universities that I was teaching at, like what my pronouns were and telling my peers. But I never felt like I lost being a lesbian because I was still within communities of queer, non-binary lesbian, like people identifying in all different ways. And I didn't want to like lose one thing. I wanted it to be additive. I think that it's important to think about lots of different forms of transness, especially people who consistently don't pass within society. And to think about, you know, even on the radio, right? Like people turn on the radio and hear my voice and might think that I'm one gender or imagine a gender that I don't necessarily see myself as. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my research now is on photography histories. And I think it's important in articulating, you know, my interest as a feminist in lesbian photography histories, but also in trying to create alliances with like trans women and trans photography histories, or, you know, trans male photography histories that are feminist minded, because I think there's a lot of siloing that happens in how histories are told. But a lot of trans men were part of lesbian communities. A lot of trans women were also a part of lesbian communities, although what gets amplified in queer histories is, of course, the minority of radical lesbians that exclude them or made spectacles of excluding them.
Yeah, that is such a great point. Thank you, Ariel, for chatting with me today. It's been so good to see you here in Tucson, and I hope you'll continue to come back.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, TC.
This is TC Tolbert with In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus community here on KXCI.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices. To hear more, visit kxci.org.